Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we'll talk a little bit about revenue share and profit share models for startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So you are running a startup. Let's say in this case, it's more likely that it is a self-funded startup, right? It's not very common in a kind of VC world to raise venture capital and then to do revenue share with your employees, especially not in the early days. So you're self-funded, you get to some level of success, and then you see this pop up more and more that, you know, employees of these well-growing companies that are doing really well are at some point probably asking themselves, okay, so I'm part of this startup, but I'm not getting equity. We're not raising money, so we're not going to IPO or anything like that. So how do I participate in the success, the kind of continuous success and growth of this startup beyond maybe my salary or something? And so I see more and more startups come out and share the profit sharing models or revenue sharing models, but I still feel like it's a new thing. Especially in the startup world, it's not as common, and there's not as many best practices for this as for handing out equity, you know, and building and setting up option pools and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to tap into that. Who would we advise to do this? How should people think about it? When is the right time? When is it too early? When is it too late? And what are some successful models that are out there, or some ways to think about this, or some mistakes to avoid?
Yeah, I think one model I've heard of, it might be the Basecamp folks, it might be somebody else, was that basically it's a profit sharing based on the growth in profit. And so then, because a lot of things like this, when you're sharing revenue, whether it's commission for salespeople or, you know, sharing profit, like in this, it would be like the owners. So it would be owners of the company who have the majority of the shares or the majority of the equity in the company. And then the business, which is basically the thing that we're all working on, and then the team members. And so if you do it so that no matter what, everybody gets profit, regardless of whether the company grew or not, I think it can really lead to some really weird incentives. And incentives where, like, the team members aren't necessarily incentivized to grow it in the way they would be if their profit sharing was based on actually growing the business. It would even impact the owners in that way. Because if you go out like 3 or 4 years, the company's flat and there's profit sharing happening, everyone's getting money, but they're not getting money because they're making the business better. They're just getting money because the business is still there.
Yeah.
Right? Which is different than the business getting better. So when I think about this, I don't think about revenue share. I think about profit sharing. And I do think about making it based on growing the business. So even if the business grew 5% and there was more profit, that's great. Right. And now think about it. Even if the business, and if you really make it about profit, then you could not grow revenue, but grow profit. And that would still be okay. Because then the team gets incentivized around, let's make more profit. Let's not worry about revenue as much as we worry about profit.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to help us make more profit? And there's two ways, right? You are more profitable from a percentage basis, margin, things like that, or you've grown the business.
I love that. I love the model of using both because the profit sharing thing has always struck me as curious because of these very reasons. I'm like, if a startup does profit sharing in a phase where the company is still trying to grow really fast, isn't this focusing everybody on like increasing profit margins versus increasing growth? Isn't it also that it might have been better for the business to use the profit to build out, you know, maybe a cash cushion or do some other investments in the business. And now instead of doing that, we're just instantly paying out, right, a huge chunk of profits that are there because we're incentivized to want to like pocket all these, everybody that works in the business, versus if there's some kind of a bonus structure based on revenue growth, then that's much more aligned. But I love the combination between the two. What about a phase? Like is there a phase where this is too early? I think I would tell people when they're just starting out, it's probably not a good idea to build an elaborate revenue profit sharing model if you don't have revenue or profits. But what typically would you advise? When is a good time for a founder or a startup to even worry about this? What do you think?
My opinion is when you believe that the company is stable and has a repeatable ability to make money. Even if it's not necessarily growing yet, it's a repeatable way to make money, and there's actually enough profit there to go around. So you could say it's like when there's like 100K a year profit, or when there's like 250K a year profit, but when there's a significant enough amount of profit that there's enough to go around. That would be my take.
I love that. Yeah. Any other things that you've seen? Like we're talking about self-funded startups, right? So one of the big tools that, and maybe they decide to still do this, but a lot of self-funded startups, they're not as heavy on the equity side of things and option pools and all that as the VC funded side of things.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't necessarily make
sense.
It does
make
sense for a self-funded company. Yeah.
Yes. So if you take off the equity as a form of compensation off the table, then, you know, obviously there's salary, there's quality of life, there's maybe other benefits that you're paying, but, you know, profits and revenue or you know, cash flow profits, maybe that's more abundantly available than in a venture funded startup is. So that's obviously a pool to get to. Have you seen any other models of like things that self-funded startups do to kind of incentivize their employees to, you know, basically?
I think there's a classic like bonuses. It's classic, right? I don't hear enough about that, but you can give out pretty healthy bonuses based on certain metrics about the business. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right? Like that's like a cash basis. You could base it on performance of the business. You could base it on revenue, not profit, and make sure people have a healthy bonus. I think like the reason I like something where it's profit sharing type thing is because you can imagine someone who's making like 100K or 120K, 80K, whatever a year, end up making an extra 10, 20, 30, even 50K on top because of the success that the business has had. And that actually increases like retention with folks and things like that. Because like at some point, there's no other way that they can make that kind of money, especially if the business continues to grow and they're contributing part of it. I think there's a story, there's actually a book on basically some of the stuff. I forgot the name of the book, so I'm sorry. You're going to have to dig around for it. I don't know the name.
But it actually talks about a tire company.
Yeah. It talks about a tire company that basically has a pretty solid like way of thinking about profit sharing and all that, and how I believe some folks in the company became millionaires because of the profit sharing. I could be wrong. But the folks who are kind of incentivized appropriately in the company in that way end up getting a huge benefit. And so giving team members that benefit, I think, is another kind of thing and part of it. And also there's like a system of the longer you're there, the more of it you get and things like that. So there's a system. And it can work. It's just a matter of being really thoughtful about it and studying up a little bit. I do think that the Basecamp folks have a model that's based on percentage of growth in terms of profit, but I could be wrong. And they are actually a pretty good starting point for this if you're thinking about doing this. And then I know there's other examples, but I actually studied this a little while ago and I felt like they had the most thoughtful model and most thought out model around doing this, especially because like they are a highly profitable business that has had to figure this out.
Love it. All right. So I think that if you're a self-funded startup, it might make sense to look into this. You probably don't want to do this too early when you're still, you know, trying to figure out to acquire your first 100 paying customers. Putting together an elaborate revenue or profit sharing model might feel like meaningful work, but it might most likely it's just a waste of your time and everybody else's time to focus on these things. But once you're at a point where you have repeatable revenue, you have some predictability in terms of your growth, you have a real business, quote unquote, right? It's not just an idea. It's not just a wild project, but it's like a thing that is thriving and growing and generating cash flows and profits and revenues. It might make sense to start spending some time and thinking about this and putting something in place to, you know, really empower everybody that's investing and in contributing to the growth and the success of the business to participate in that growth in some meaningful way. If you have any great examples, great books, you've tried things and failed with them or succeeded with them, we always love to hear from you. Just shoot us an email at steli@close.com or hnchar@gmail.com. And until next time, we'll see you very soon.
See ya.